Yeah, I'm calling him right now. Dot the bell.
Calling right now?
He called me. I'm calling back.
Oh, okay. Actually, I kind of want to hear the call.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, Shannon. It's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm good, man.
All right. I'm back working. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Sorry for the phone tag. So, I know you had a chance, or I hope you had a chance to speak to your CFO. I got your loan file in front of me here. How much funding would you like potentially?
Yeah, after speaking with her, and, you know, we talked this morning, and, you know, we looked at some of the other projects that we'd have coming in the next 90 to 120 days. And
okay.
So 125 would be the ideal amount.
Okay. Give me a second. And out of curiosity, how do you traditionally finance your projects? Do you just put on the credit cards or like personal loans or business loans? How do you traditionally do it?
Well, our cash flow's always been so good up until, you know, there's been so much cut since the Affordable Care Act and reimbursements. For instance, like if you do a procedure under guided ultrasound, well, we were used to getting reimbursed, you know, just for that procedure around $300, and now we're getting like $50.
Okay.
So our cash flow's always been so good, you know, with profitabilities in the six figures every month, we never needed any financing.
Okay.
Up until about the last 12 months.
Okay.
So,
but now you're looking at... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So we really haven't had to.
Okay. And it sounds like you're also now kind of not necessarily switching your business model, but you're looking for different ways to make money on a very strong profit margin, whether that's providing different services or just taking advantage of vendors saying, hey, look, I'm a business, and if you buy up front from me, you'll get a discount, and kind of taking a different stab at it, so to speak. Is that
looking at different ways to buy supplies from vendors at discounted costs so we can cut our overall cost of goods and overhead. Looking at, you know, offering services that are reimbursed very well, tailoring those services, and then start, you know, implementing more cash-based services and marketing those to patients with disposable income that can pay, so we don't have to worry about the insurance cuts.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep, we'll retool for sure.
Okay, so with 125, that's really helpful. So what I want to do is kind of go over some options here and kind of tell you how these loans
work. Just a second. Yes. Hey, Ruben, can I, I've got a patient waiting on me. Can I call you back?
Yeah, you can call me back. Not a problem. I'm here all day.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.